Hello, friends. This is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought my co-host with me, Christina. Say hello.
Hello.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, you can check out more by going to FrugalSnobs.com. You can check out all of our video content available on YouTube at YouTube.FrugalSnobs.com. You can check us out on social media at Facebook.com/FrugalSnobs or on Twitter at FrugalSnobs. And of course, you can catch this podcast on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. And if you have a smart speaker, feel free to ask it to play the Frugal Snobs podcast. As always, folks, be well, never pay retail. And now, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Brooks, let me say hello.
Hello.
And hello, everybody. It's been quite a while, but welcome to episode 198 of the Frugal Snobs podcast. As we record this episode, today is Saturday, December 2nd, 2023. It has been a very long time.
Yes, and a busy year.
Yeah, so we haven't spoken to folks since roughly May of this year after our sojourn to WWE SmackDown in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're actually broadcasting to everybody, at least for this episode, from Columbus, Ohio. That's right, folks. We are sitting in a hotel suite, a palatial suite. Here in Columbus, Ohio, and we've entitled this episode Sleepless in Columbus because we are attending GalaxyCon Columbus. It is Christina's birthday weekend. She will be years old very soon, so we decided to go away for this weekend and meet some folks, have some fun, have some adventures, and enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
Is that fair? All right, so we're going to basically, share the highlights of our time here in Columbus.
Now, and lesson learned.
Yes, we still have a day here tomorrow, folks, on December 3rd, before heading back to the Snob Lair. But just wanted to walk through some of the highlights of our time here and share some funny stories and things like that. We're still alive, everybody. We're just busy. Hope everybody enjoyed, oh my goodness, I hate to say this, but the 4th of July holiday period, the Labor Day period, the Thanksgiving period, and we hope everybody has a decent holiday season this year. Season's greetings, all that jazz, or season's beatings in the wrestling industry, as they call it. But, all right, so let's go and just get into it. So, before we really get into the actual episode, I just wanted to say to everybody, just reiterate here, we are wrapping up this podcast at roughly episode 200. We are discussing some additional podcast ideas for 2024 and beyond. But they're still kind of in the works. Actually, they're talking about time, creative efforts, things like that, of what we're going to be doing in the coming months and year. So you guys out there may hear from us again in the future. But right now, everything is kind of storyboarded right now in terms of next steps and things like that. So fret not, everybody. The Frugal Snobs are still around. We're still alive. We are still posting on YouTube and other outlets periodically when we have time. But life got busy in 2023 with our move and things like that, and we're still settling around our new area and really just enjoying life outside the DC Metro. So fret not, everybody, but we'll be wrapping up this podcast, this adventure we've been on all together for years, roughly at episode 200. Again, we are at episode 198, so we're probably going to be looking at a holiday special, a New Year special, and that is it. So we're still around. Thank you all so much for your support. It definitely helps us out. You can go to support.frugalsnobs.com if you want to help us out for as little as $1 a month. And please do so, folks. I mean, we have a lot of fun. And all of those items that you provide to us, whether it's encouragement or financial support, does go to good use. We don't use it for ourselves. We use it to reinvest into this particular effort. So, all right. So let's go ahead and start going through our highlights of our journey to and our time here in Columbus, and hope everybody enjoys the episode, and hopefully we entertain, educate, and things like that. So a little bit of lessons learned. This particular con for us, it's Christina, this is like our first con actually attending where we're not rushed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have attended cons as well.
But we were passing through.
Yes, we were passing through. For example, Big Lick Comic Con in Roanoke, Virginia. We had stops last year to meet Arn Anderson. We had stops this year to meet Lex Luger and Ted DiBiase. But like Christina said, I mean, you don't get a lot of time to walk the cons at that point. You're there to meet a few folks and get out of there and hit the road. So this was, you know, our first con where we actually got to attend, and Christina, you weren't vending it.
Yes.
So so just to kind of set this stage here, so we left our area on Thursday around 10 a.m. Eastern time. Uneventful drive to Columbus. It's roughly, what, five and a half hours?
Yes.
So we arrived here in Columbus at around 3:45 to 4 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. Checked into temporary snobbler here in Columbus and, settled in. We'll go ahead and give folks a few pointers here and tips as we get into our first day. So Thursday night, and Christina was really good about this, and she was doing this also before we hit the road on Thursday, about a week out or so, maybe 2 weeks out. If you're going to be attending a con, a large con, I would say GalaxyCon Columbus, which is where we're attending now, would you consider it a mega con?
There's larger cons. This is more like a medium to large, not a mega.
So it's not like a San Diego Comic-Con, right. But it's more like it is a leading con.
Yes.
For the mid-level. So, folks, GalaxyCon is not a sponsor of the podcast. So what we're stating here is all just observations, okay?
Yes.
We haven't been paid or anything like that to discuss, or we don't have endorsements from them. So, GalaxyCon has a number of events. I think Columbus, Raleigh, we know of also from last
Orlando.
Year. Orlando, Denver, Dallas, I think also.
Yes.
And there's a number of these folks. So for any of these cons, they kind of pop up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch. So I think one of the things that folks might want to do, and just running through a checklist here, if you plan on attending one of these mid-sized to larger cons, make sure, one, you purchase any package you would like for the con early. So I think what we mean by that is Christina and I, we were both VIPs for this particular con. We got the deluxe VIP, I believe, not the premium experience, I believe,
mm-hmm.
which there are different price points for the different packages, folks. But some of these premier experiences, they're going to sell out pretty quickly.
Yes.
So... The highest level tier of 3-day passes, for example, to the con, did sell out quickly. We picked up the next best thing we could, which was a deluxe VIP. And of course, you also are allowed 3-day passes or multi-day passes or full con passes. In this case, the 3-day con for us, or single day passes. So, to me, if you're going to be attending one of these mid-level or definitely one of the premier level cons, like a San Diego Comic-Con. Purchase your package early, okay? So we purchased our packages back in October.
Yes.
Early October, and even the top tier, like I said, then was sold out.
Yes.
So you have some diehard fans out there, folks. Don't assume that because you're going to be at the con that you're going to be the only one there. I mean, like I said, purchase your packages early. Also, I think what's important to some people is look at what you get with the package.
Yes.
Right? So... what I mean by that is, and Christina, you can fill me in here in the gaps here with the audience here, but like for us, you know, with your package, what matters the most to you? For example, you're going to see a lot of upsells, right? Like, so for example, if you get the top tier package, you get the premium lanyard, you get commemorative tchotchkes, comic books, pins, sketchbooks, bags, all kinds of things, which we did get
yes.
for this tier, right? But there's a lot of stuff you don't really need in there. But there is one thing, talking to Christina about this over the last couple of days, that I think would have helped us at the top tier, but we'll discuss that here shortly. You do get some of your meet and greets baked in, like one premium meet and greet, one premium autograph signing, one photo op, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of these upper tier packages will grant you access to things like lounges, right? Premium line. I won't say jumping, but position.
Yes.
Right? Early access, priority access.
Yes.
Right? Also, right? And also to panels and things like that. So if you're really a diehard fan, I mean, it's going to take you some time.
Or if you find an event that has a lot of your interests as a central theme.
Right. I mean, and for GalaxyCon, I think they're, over 50, some odd guests?
Yeah.
So many. So you had a number of guests. I mean, you had... folks from sci-fi, folks from fantasy, sports entertainment.
Voiceovers.
Yep, celebrities in terms of Academy Award winners
mm-hmm.
were here. Also, legitimate athletes from mm-hmm. sports were also here. And we'll discuss kind of our meet and greets here shortly. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that. And we know we did. And yes, Christina got over with a lot of people. So we'll talk about that too. So
didn't try.
But definitely purchase your packages early, right? Other item, if you're going to be, actually, before we get off of that, when you purchase packages early, folks, you do have early purchasing incentives, usually in most cases. So, for example, processing fees, taxes, things like that can also be reduced. Percentages off just to get the packages sold from the vendor may help you. So definitely purchase early. This way you can also plan earlier too, right?
Budget.
Yep. And once you purchase that package, the earlier you purchase, the earlier you're committed. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So then you can start setting about, you know, financing this thing.
Planning things out. How are you going to get there? When are you going
to
get
there? Hold on. We'll get to that in a second. So, like I said, how are you going to finance it? Like Christina said, how are you going to get there? That costs money, right? Where are you going to stay? What you going to eat? You know what I mean? If you guys want to spend, I think we saw pricing today even, for a hot dog, $10 plus for a hot dog.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that, folks. You got to be able to finance a con, right? It's not just getting there and paying for the package. You have to finance it, right? I think some people also are confused by, but I bought a pass. I'm like, that just grants you access to the floor. Beyond that, you got to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you know, book early and start planning your time. So, for us, we were able to cash in on some hotel points and get ourselves, you know, again, this obnoxiously palatial suite that we're in right now. As you can hear, there's an echo in here. Okay, I'm totally just messing with folks. We did get a nice size room at a decent hotel. But yeah, I mean, you have to pay for those things, or you got to cash in points, or if you're flying, if you're traveling. I mean, for GalaxyCon Columbus, folks, we were, speaking with folks in lines, where, you know, folks came from Michigan, Wisconsin, New York State. We came up from, again, our area. So, people come from all over.
Yeah.
Right? So, they're definitely a thing. So, and also, like I said, don't assume you're the only person in the universe. There's lots of people, right? So, like Christina was alluding to, I think, are we off of this topic? You want to move on to the budgeting part?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, budget for your con.
Plan out what you want to do.
Yeah.
That'll help with the budget, because it's like, if you go blind of what you're going to do, you're going to just haphazardly spend.
Folks, if you walk into one of these cons with $100 cash in your pocket, think you're going to meet every celebrity there, you won't.
No.
I promise you that you won't. I can tell everyone, and Christina and I can go ahead and divulge this here, we're going to be leaving Columbus in the next day or so with signings of up to 25 or so signatures, multiple meet and greets, multiple photo ops, things like that. It's not inexpensive, everybody. You need to budget. We've been playing this for months.
And so, if the website posts the price, budget some extra.
Yes, because, and that's a good point, because if a con, in our case, for example, posts pricing early, look at the fine print. Because you're going to get the prices are subject to change garbage. And they do. And we'll talk about that. Thank goodness we budgeted extra to Christina's point. So and we also were able to make things work out a little bit differently. But we did okay here, everybody. But definitely budget. So just as an example, and I'll share this with Christina's experience. You know, Christina went through and found all of the meet and greets we wanted to do. Right? And we did this early, back in October. Right? And then she went through, folks, and we financed this per person and per celebrity, per group, things like that. And not only did we finance, you know, the meet and greets in terms of the photo ops or the signings, we also financed material around that. If you want a poster, you got to buy it. If you want to frame that poster, you got to buy it. If you want to get markers, to Christina's point, or paint pens or anything else that you would like to have signed in terms of quality, you got to finance that, everybody. So walking into an event, for example, if you're meeting, I'll just say, you know, in my case, a pro wrestler, you know, I had a 2-foot by 3-foot poster that I bought 2 years ago for the Steel City Con when we met Kurt Angle. And everybody can go back and listen to that episode, folks. Kurt's awesome still to this day. He'll be at Steel City, by the way, upcoming on, what, December 9th and 10th?
Yes.
Saturday, December 9th and Sunday, December 10th. Again, not a sponsor from Steel City, just pumping that event for everybody. So if you're going, have fun. Kurt will be there. Enjoy it. Kurt was also at Fanboy, and he was mobbed by people. I mean, I'm telling you.
And we could watch it from where we were.
Yeah. All we saw was the top of his head and just, you know, thunder hands, you know, just signing. You know, at the same event a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity of meeting another pro wrestler, but his line was just incredibly long, and Christina was vending that event, so we couldn't meet him. So I did have a poster, thank goodness, from that event that I wanted to have signed at this event, which I did get. We'll get to that shortly. Again, everything is shortly, folks. We'll get there.
We just have a lot to cover.
But my point is, I still had to pay for framing for that, right? We still had to pay to get that ready to go. So it's a chore. I won't say it's a chore, folks, but it's a journey. Is that fair?
Yes.
Journey, right? So you're not just financing the meet and greets, the photo ops, things like that. You're financing the whole ecosystem.
How are we going to protect your investment?
Yes. And folks, I'm just going to flat out tell you, there are folks, if you're one of them, nothing against you. I'm not saying this is in a negative way, but if you're new to the scene, there are folks walking around these cons with multi-$1,000 investments, okay? If someone has a prop from a film and someone signed it, that is worth thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Okay? So, I'll tell you, being a con person is expensive. It's fun, but if you do it right, it's going to be expensive.
But it will pay off.
Yep. That's it. I can't sugarcoat it for you all anymore. I can't be nice about it anymore. It's not inexpensive. Like I said, if you think you're going to walk in that exhibit hall and through your charms and good looks spend $100 and think you're going to meet a bunch of people, forget about it. You better have an ATM card or some means to get cash. And by the way,
cash is king.
Yes, cash is absolute king. If you can use cash at a con over a credit card, do it. It will help you more. There are certain incentives to using cash. And most of the meet and greets you have, they prefer it.
Yes. Or pre-buy on the vendor's website.
Well, be careful. Well, you should be careful about that, though, because of fees, right?
But they could also charge less on the website and charge more the day of.
That's true. That's true.
That's the point I was going to make.
But in the same vein, though, folks, we learned this at Fanboy. I learned this through the Jesse Ventura signing, which we'll get to the WrestleMania 3 poster as well. We got a new signee, folks.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even know about the Knoxville ones.
We'll talk about it.
We'll backtrack.
We'll backtrack because, you know, we haven't talked to folks since Fanboy.
Yeah, before.
That's right. It was before Fanboy. So we got a lot going on, folks. But anyway, I learned from the Fanboy event in Knoxville, Tennessee, which Christina rocked it. We had a great time. For us, I think purchasing online, we learned the hard way.
Yes.
I was slapped with a ton of processing fees.
We? I bought tickets there, too, for certain celebrities.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You bought your meet and greet with the Hardys and stuff like that.
Yes.
Right. Okay, anyway. All right. So, be careful with that as well. So we talked about financing it. Definitely be organized, right? It has helped us a ton. When you are in line, folks, and there's literally hundreds of people in line, and yes, there will be, being organized is king. Like Christina said, the cash is king. Organization is short behind. He's the prince.
And especially with the people who are helping the celebrities, they're known as handlers. If they see that you're on the ball and are exactly ready for them, they will treat you like gold because you are not messing around and wasting their time.
Plus, the celebrities are also tend to be incented to help you as well because you're spending with them and you're organized. And it shows you appreciate them.
Yes.
If you just walk... Everybody, if you just walk up and you grab an 8x10 off somebody's table and say, I want this sign, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get treatment the way you treated them. If all you want is that 8x10 sign so you can slap it on your wall and go brag to all your friends... By the way, they don't care. You're the only one who cares about your signings, mostly. But if that's all you're going to do, that's all they're going to do to you back. They won't spend time with you. They'll sign and move on, right? So don't expect them to kiss your feet. If they're giving you their time, give them your time and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yes.
And again, like we said, financing is a good thing because that way you know what you're getting into. You know what you can afford and what you can't. What's too expensive, what isn't. Like Christina said, over budget. I'd say we're between 20 and up to even 50% if you can on some things. But, I mean, we've been prepping this for a while. It's been a project.
Yes.
I mean, it has been. And then, you know, and I think that the last thing I'll say here before we get into the meat of this particular podcast in terms of the con, getting those things ready is a chore as well. I mean, like I said, you know, you have to finance the framing. You have to finance the matting. You have to finance printing if you have something. Christina makes a lot of custom art. We've talked about that before, which the celebrities are you know, totally geeking out over, and we'll get to some of that. Christina's been put over, folks, and we'll get to that here in a sec, by a lot of people at this point. But yeah, you got to prep all that. Christina's got to, you know, do her custom art. We have to get it printed, make sure it looks right. We had to take some stuff back before.
Yes.
Because it was bent. So there's a lot to do. And I will tell you this, have the physical stamina for a con.
Yes.
Make sure you have a good back and good shoes to wear. Be comfortable.
Get a good night's sleep.
And get a very good night's sleep. That's why we're calling this podcast Sleepless in Columbus, folks, because we've been getting between, 4 and 6 hours of sleep if we're lucky a night. So, and that's not because we're staying late at the venue, folks. We're just pumped. We're up or we're planning for the next day. It is a journey. I mean, when you go away to these things, folks, and we talked about it when Christina's vended cons before on the show, that you go away for 3 days, you feel like you've been away for a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We've been away since Thursday. We've been away, 48 hours? We've been in Columbus maybe, 48 hours at most? Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe a little over 52 hours maybe. And it's felt like a week, you know? So let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of the con itself, folks. And then we'll wrap up, of course, of the show, talking about our previous con experiences, a little bit of laughter there, what we have upcoming, Christina's events that are upcoming, things like that, and move it down the road. So, all right, folks. So, like I said, you know, we got ourselves ready to go, and we'll go through kind of the celebs that we've met and things like that. We can also consider sharing some of our meet and greets and things and some of our images on the Facebook fan page for Frugal Snobs, but we'll discuss it first, what we're going to share. Like I said, rolled into town. We checked in yesterday. I think check-in started at 12:30
And we checked in Thursday because it's Saturday.
Well, I meant for the con.
Yeah.
So we checked in 12:30 yesterday to the con.
Yes.
Itself. That's what I meant. Not the hotel. The con. Actually, before we get into the checking out the con, folks, very, very last thing, I promise. If you're going to a con out of town, pay for parking early.
Yes.
Pay for parking early.
Or you're not going to get it.
That's right.
Or unless you want an Uber from your hotel.
Yep. Or if you're staying at an adjoining hotel to whatever venue you're in, like a convention center.
Yeah.
Right? And yes, folks, you're going to get attendees that are obnoxious like that and say, well, I'm staying at the Hyatt or I'm staying at the Hilton. You're not going to get a glimpse of the damn celebrities. Pardon my language, everybody. You're not. They are up here and you are down here. And folks who can't see me because it's audio, my hand is where? Up here?
Above your head.
That's right. And my other hand is where?
Below your knees.
That's right. They are above my head. You, as an attendee, are below my knee. Okay? So you're not going to get a glimpse of folks, right? And yes, you're gonna hear people say, well, I met this person on a crosswalk, or I met them on a moving walkway at the airport. Good for you. Liar. You know what I mean? And yes, we've been in lines, folks, with people at meet and greets where you knew everything, especially, look, folks, I'm not a pro wrestling guru or a winner on Jeopardy in the category. What I can say is I've been a fan my whole life, okay? You know, moving all over the country and stuff, as I was telling Christina earlier today, you know, wrestling was the one stable thing I had. You know, starting in multiple schools, even in the same grade, starting in multiple schools in different states when we moved, wrestling was the one thing throughout all those moves throughout my life, you know, living across multiple states that was stable. Right? Moved with my dad's career, so never had a lot of friends. So guess what I was doing on Mondays and Friday nights and, you know, whenever I get my hands on it, wrestling. So like I said, I've been in the lines with people where it's like, that's, you're such a liar. You know what I mean? That's such a liar. But definitely pay for parking early. It helped us. It will help you too. You'll probably see discounts of, you know, between getting it for 30 to 50% cheaper?
Yes.
By buying early and paying early, right?
Unless there's free parking nearby.
That's rare. But
scope
there,
it.
But there are, yeah. So for us, for example, for this con, we parked at a lot, 0.4 miles from the 0.4, not 4 miles, 0.4. A little bit.
Roughly half a mile.
Yeah, roughly half a mile approximately from the venue. Not a bad walk. But it's very painful in the afternoons, I'll put it that way.
It's painful evenings. When you bring big items.
Yeah, and we've been through that, so... yesterday? He went through that. So, all right, folks. So, once you get in, we checked in at the con at 12:30, starting at 12:30 p.m. Eastern yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. We arrived, though, at the venue to line up for registration at, 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Yes.
So, yeah, make sure you get there early, even for that kind of stuff, everybody. Don't think because you purchased a package, you have premium access to just walk up and register. Guess what? Everyone bought a package early, or most people, I should say. Even if you're a one-day holder, pass holder, they purchase early.
Yes.
So, It took us to get through the line, I think, maybe an hour.
Yeah.
To get registered.
But once they, it's like, we, the biggest thing was just waiting for them to start.
Yeah, once that, Christina's right, once they get started, they move.
Yeah. Okay. They're organized with at least getting people through the line.
Yep. And depending on what type of package you purchase and things like that, you're going to get through a lot of things. Also, pack only what you need, because they're going to search your bags. They're going to check weapons for cosplay, things like that, or signings. Make sure that you... It's like TSA, folks. I'll put it that way. You've been through the airport. You've been through security for TSA. Same thing. All right? Christina had to keep her backpack open for the inspections of things. Things like that. We had no problems. But just be ready. Okay? So, anything you want to say about that?
No. I mean, be patient. Yeah, be right. Courteous.
I'm not. I'm none of those things.
Well, no, I'm just saying with other people around when you're in line.
Well, hold on. I'll say be courteous unless people are starting to like cut through lines to get places. We'll get to that here soon as well, folks. That's annoying. Like, there are people that literally will squeeze behind you or in front of you without excusing themselves. If you're walking, they'll cut you off. I'm like, no, stop that. No. You were raised better than that. Don't act like that. Ask if you can cut through a line. Is that fair?
Yes.
All right. So, okay. Went through the registration. Went ahead and made it into the exhibitor hall, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and this is a chronologically, folks, right around, I'd say, the 2 o'clock mark. Is that fair?
About, yeah.
So, got in, and we're just going to go ahead and just talk about, what our experiences were like. So, took a little while to get here, folks. Sorry. So, we first walked in. Who did we hit first? Terms of assigning.
Oh gosh, I'm trying to even.
Sergeant Slaughter, baby.
Yeah, we found him first, but also with preparation. If they have a program, look at the floor map to find out where you need to go.
That's fair, but you're taking away my thunder, Sarge.
Yes.
See, you always ruin these things for me. You know, you get. I'm trying to pump this up, and it's like, do they have a program? Screw that. You know. Okay, children. If you want to go somewhere, know where you're going first. How's that?
Exactly. That's what it's like. Wait, find out where your celebrities are.
Well, if it's needed.
Yes.
So who's the first person we hit?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Thank you. So we hit Sergeant Slaughter. He signed a joke card for us in the past. He did sign a WrestleMania 7 stare-down Hulk Hogan image that Christina put together. He signed it, I think, as At Ease, Sergeant Slaughter, WWF Champion, Hoff 2004, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So.
And he respected Hulk Hogan on the other side and gave him plenty of room to sign, too.
Other point here, folks. If you're going to be signing a multi-part item, and what I mean by that is there's going to be a journey to get there because there's multiple signatures. It's never too late to start somewhere, right? And we'll get to that. So, Sarge signed that for us. We then moved our way on. Again, the handlers that Christina's talking about, they all know us.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I was getting the artwork out of my backpack. I look up like, hi, Tony.
Yeah. So there's a handler named Tony. No last names on the show, folks. Who's worked with a number of wrestlers we worked with before. So, yeah. Hey. Great to see you guys again. Christina is now known as the art queen, supposedly, of the con scene. So, and I'll explain. So, we're running up to Sarge, right? Okay, so he signed a Joe card for us before. A G.I. Joe card. Yo, Joe, and his Hall of Fame for that. And the handlers are looking at us. And so, first, okay, so Christina pulls out this 8x10, okay? And we'll get to sizing of items, too. We should probably tell people about that. But she pulls out this 8x10 for Sarge to sign. A conservative item from WrestleMania 7. She put it together herself. All the handlers kind of start getting nasty with us. Like, where'd you get it? Like, we didn't steal it, idiots. Okay? She made it.
Oh. Tony actually stood up for me since he knows us.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, she's the one who makes the cool art. Like, yes. So back off, idiots. So Sarge signed it for us. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Right? So now we have a wrestling piece and a Joe piece.
And he has a copy.
Yes, he does. Because so Christina has, now that she's into this art thing, you know, more so with cons, Christina also provides each of the celebrities that like the pieces that she creates. She also will provide them with a gift, a 4x6, typically, signed by her. So, and that way they have their own piece. And we'll get to that here in a second also with your meeting with Matt Hardy. So, we've also done it with, I think, Ricky Steamboat.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ricky Steamboat also. We met him at multiple cons, three, I think.
Yes, and we're going to try to find him again.
Yeah, we have to, and we'll get to that soon, too. And a lot of things are soon, folks. I'm sorry, we got a lot to do. But, you know, Ricky also got a piece from Christina. He loved it, that sort of thing. So, all right, so moving on from Sarge. And by the way, folks, Sarge will put you in a camel clutch for extra money. We found that out yesterday. Look, folks, I've always said on this show, and I've said it more than once, that I want every wrestler I meet to put me in their finisher. I don't want to pay for it. I want to insult them enough to put me in it legit. You know? Like, that just takes all the meaning away from it. Screw that. Anyway, so we moved on. Next up, new signee for the poster, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yes.
Ho! Thank you. I had to do it once.
Yes.
So, Hacksaw Jim Duggan signed my WrestleMania 3 poster. I've talked about this poster before, folks. And so, since the last time we spoke, I'll just run down the list. We've had Jesse the Body Ventura sign it. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, sign it. Bruce the Barber Beefcake, sign it. Of course, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, sign it.
Jimmy Hart.
And Jimmy Hart, Mouth of the South, baby. And he was awesome. If you get a chance to meet Jimmy Hart, I'm putting him over here. He was awesome.
He is so cool.
He was great to meet, great to talk to, great storyteller. If you get a chance to meet him, it's well worth the investment, everybody. Anyway, moving on. So Hacksaw signed. And I'll tell you this. Christina signed, shook his hand. I shook his hand. He got some big old hands, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a decent-sized hand, but I have a thinner hand.
How does it compare to Arn's?
Arn has a big hand, too, and so does Kurt. This is wrestler hands, man, I'm telling you.
But,
pardon me, folks, but Christina has a little tiny hand, but it packs a wallop.
Yes.
Little hands make what?
Little fists.
And little fists do what?
Pack a wallop.
That's right. But Christina has a little hand, okay?
A little dainty hand.
Yeah, and Jim Duggan looks at me and is like, what's your name, partner? Like, Justin. And he's like, put her there, Justin. Put your grabbers out there, right? He was cool. Great guy. Christina and I also watched his Hall of Fame speech, I think Wednesday evening before we left on the 29th of November. We tend to also watch media or Hall of Fame speeches or other motivational things from pro wrestlers before they go in the Hall of Fame for like WWE or others. Mm-hmm. Just to get a feel for them and to appreciate, right? So we did that. So five folks are on it, and now we're waiting for another, Jake the Snake Roberts, who I had the chance to meet in Cleveland, Tennessee, not too long ago, but unfortunately, hey, he had another commitment. So that'll be coming at some point, but he's already prepaid for next year.
Yes, it's scheduled. We'll let you know when it happens.
Yep, so either on this medium or on one of our new adventures, wink, wink, we'll get there too. But again, still under secret discussions.
Yes.
So, we're not going away, folks. Just, it'll be different. Is that fair?
Yes.
All right. So, can't tell anyone yet. So, Hacksaw. All right. That was cool. All right. So, that was, what, two signatures?
Yes.
Of the 17 we got yesterday. All right. So, so went through that. Okay. And then, where did we went to, I think, where? A couple of the Star Trek folks next?
Yes.
All right. So, this also is where the sizing of items comes in. Folks, like Christina was saying, check the websites for pricing. Prices may vary, which they will, and they will, so over budget, like we talked about. Again, it all ties together. But the pieces that you have that you bring in will affect your pricing.
Yes.
So, for example,
for some people.
Yep. If you have an 8x10, for example, that's typically pretty accurate with the website pricing. If you start getting to that 11x17 or 16x20, or like I was saying before, 2-foot by 3-foot poster or bigger, you're going to start getting adjusted pricing because it's a larger item.
Or if you do a weird item like a doll or a figure.
Well, like a novelty item is what
you
said. Like
that
a novelty,
also adds.
Or a collectible, and we have a story about that too. We made a collectible yesterday, inadvertently.
Oops.
Which, yeah, that's a big oops for pricing. So, but we were okay. Again, over budget, so it all ties in, right? So next person we went to, Terry Farrell, Lieutenant Commander Dax from Star Trek DS9.
Action Barbie!
Action Barbie, according to LeVar Burton, who canceled on us for this event. Dang it. Whatever. So we have to get him elsewhere. Dang it. Or should I, you know, I'm going to use the, sorry folks, family show, but damn it, he canceled.
Yes, I had a cool piece for him.
Yes. So, anyway, Terry Farrell, Action Barbie, Christina got a selfie. And so, okay, so, like I said, Christina creates custom art. We're going to geek out here. Christina created a piece with the Starfleet logo on a bluish
two-tone
space
blue
scene with stars, mm-hmm, right? And it was a 16x20, and we laid it out for Terry Farrell, and she was the first one to sign it. And, folks, she was cool. She looks right at it, and Christina says, you're the first one to sign. And she says, get out. She was so excited. She's like, I can't.
Her eyes actually like bugged out. Like, oh my gosh, I'm the first one signing.
She was so nervous of where to sign. She's like, I can't just scribble all over it. Like, no, right? So she did sign it conservatively, signed in silver. It looks awesome. Next up, Nana, visitor, Colonel Kira from DS9. She also signed, very friendly, very nice, really awesome. And yes, folks, back to Dax for a moment, or Terry Farrell. Christina said, Action Barbie. I got to ask, did LeVar Burton refer to you as Action Barbie? Is that true? And her face turned as red as an apple, everybody. Yes. So, got her to blush. And I even had to ask, may I ask a question instead of being the carrier of things? And she's like, well, of course you can. You're here too. Well, thanks. So, these are fun, everybody. So, we got Nana and Terry Farrell. So, Terry Farrell first, then Nana after Hacksaw. And then I think we went to Mick Foley. Is that right?
Yes, because he just arrived and the line just started to form.
Yes, folks.
So, timing is everything.
Yes, and with your packages, folks, if you get some of these top tier or even mid tier packages, lines matter. They do. If you have a general admission ticket, you will be in a lot of pain for these cons that are mid to larger size. You want a package. It's worth the money that allows you to have premium access.
They actually had to make a line set up on the floor for Mick and take away the tables for the wrestlers that decided not to show up.
Yeah, and Christina, like she said, caught Mick getting there on time. We jumped right in line, I think third.
I saw him put his suitcase on the table.
That's awesome. So he's jumping like third, and we're VIPs, right? So we got in early. So just to speed this up a little bit. So I did get my Face as a Foley poster I talked about from 2 years ago signed with Mankind, Dude Love, Cactus Jack. Awesome. I also bought this, again, budget differently, folks. I had to have it out of budget item, but it was cool. Turnbuckle.
Yes.
Cactus Jack, bang, bang, signed. Awesome. It's my first turnbuckle.
We can actually hang it easily.
It's weird, but it's cool for the collection. So got that taken care of. Mick also signed a Heels 8x10 for Christina, right?
He was on season one.
Yep. He also, because we spent a certain amount of monies with him, which was not insignificant, also threw in a greeting card.
Yes,
a
Merry Christmas card.
A season's greetings card. Unfortunately, Christina spelled her name with a K. He started with a CH on it, and he's like, oh, are you a CH or a K? She's like, I'm a K. And he's like, oh, let me fix it. So we have a, you can see it's a K. Yeah. This Christmas card. He signed it as Mick Foley. That was cool. So, and of course, Christina on her Heels, 8x10, got him to sign as Mick Foley. I didn't. I have these wrestling personas. You have Mick Foley. Anyway, so that was cool. But again, out of budget, but it was fun. It was cool. We could cover it. All right. So from there, excuse me, folks. I think we hit Walter Koenig before Mick. So circling back to Walter Koenig, Chekhov from the original series of Star Trek also signed the piece. Folks, you're going to get different personalities from people as well. And we'll get into that here shortly also. Just because some folks were on the same series or vein of show does not mean they're similar in personality. Okay? So we took care of Mick Foley and Walter Koenig. Did we also then go to Shatner after that?
We turned around and there was no one there.
Yes. So again, timing is everything, like Christina said. So we stopped off with William Shatner, who was being pulled away to a photo op. He signed the piece as well right at the top. And this is where the cool stuff comes in.
This is where it starts just getting insanely cool.
Yes. So he, of course, signs the piece at the top, at the pinnacle, in his wording. Signs it, right? We paid. It was a little more than what we thought from the online pricing. But it's William Shatner. He's there. You're there. Do it.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's going to be tons of these cons, folks, when you're in front of a celebrity and you have to think, I'm never going to see them again.
Do not question it.
Just do it.
That's why we say budget over.
Yes, do it. Because if you don't, you'll be kicking yourself, right? So he signs it in this beautiful gold. It's beautiful in the piece, right? And Christina bought plenty of markers and pens, but he signed this beautiful gold color. Okay. So, this is where this gets weird, folks. Okay, so we start going over down Star Trek Row, as we'll call it.
Yes.
We start with Jonathan Frakes.
He is awesome.
No, hold on. Okay. All right, folks. We're in Columbus, Ohio, the home of Ohio State University. Christina, where did you go to college?
Penn State.
Where did you graduate from?
Penn State.
And who is Penn State?
We are.
That's right. So, Jonathan Frakes, in addition to earning his graduate degree at Harvard, did his undergraduate work at Penn State, like Christina here. So this is where it gets weird and gets, and this is where we get caught in the collectible stratosphere of this piece, okay? The 16 by 20 Star Trek piece. So basically the minute that Shatner signed it, it became a collectible, right? So we semi-heard ourselves having him sign it, but it's cool. So we stop by, and, you know, Christina has this rule that, like I said, most folks signed in silver except for Shatner, who signed in gold on the piece. Captains sign in gold. That's Christina's rule. And this will come into play here shortly as well.
Other cast members who are not in the ranks sign in bronze.
So supplementary characters like Quark, for example.
Yes.
Or, you know, a few others, right? Or Guinan, for example.
Yes. Right?
The Goldberg, yeah. So... anyway, so we get to Frakes. He is a trip. He's every bit William Riker, okay? We walk up, and he sings. Yes, right. Sings to Christina. She got a happy birthday from Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Ho. And I don't mean that the weird way. I mean the ho.
Yes, his calling sign.
Yes. So of course, Jonathan Frakes sings to Christina. I know a lot about a few things. But I know a few things about a lot of things, but I know nothing about you, right? Sorry for my singing voice, folks. Sings to Christina. Cool. And then he looks at the piece and he sees all the signatures. He's like, what is this? It's beautiful. Who is this guy? Looking at Shatner. Like, that guy, William Shatner. And he's like, yeah? Well, watch this. Signs right near Shatner. And almost the same size, also in gold, because captains sign in gold.
Yes.
And then Christina says, this is so cool. It's great to meet a fellow Penn Stater. In enemy territory.
Without skipping a beat.
Proudly looks at Christina and says, we are. And she's like, what did you
say? We are.
Yep, we are. I'm like, okay, you just stop this. Okay. That was cool. He was so much fun. Next up, Brent Spiner, Data. He was fun. Chatty.
Yes.
Is that a good way to put it? Chatty?
Just like his character.
Also, folks, it was a bit over what we had budgeted for his signing because it was an oversized piece and collectibles. So, like we said, it was, what, it cost, what, a third more or so? Yeah. So, we definitely did it. I mean, he's there. Do it, right? Then, Todd Stashwick.
He's cool.
He was so cool. So, he looks at the piece and he's like, Shatner, Frakes. Get some good company. And then we gave him the gold pen to sign with. It's like, Christina says, captains signing gold. He's like, captains get gold. I love it. Signs it. And then last up was Denise Crosby to sign it as well. That took a little time. We had to wait.
She was in the middle of a photo op.
Yes. So took care of that. So folks, we went through 8 Star Trek signatures in a day. So a lot. And so it, like I said, you gotta have stamina, you know? Christina also picked up Matt Hardy yesterday.
Yes, and he cares about his fans. I will say that.
Yep, and you got him to sign a Team Extreme.
Yes.
A piece, which you also had Lita, Amy Dumas, sign today.
Yes.
So, what she wants to see when it's done, that's cool.
I was not expecting that.
Again, Christina made her own, right? So
it's learning personalities. I mean, you never know what you're gonna get.
And you gave Matt Hardy a piece that he saw when we saw him back at Fanboy in Knoxville, and he remembered you from it.
Yes.
So, folks, Ricky Steamboat remembered her. Matt Hardy remembered her. Christina gets remembered by people. That was really cool. You've got a hug. You got a hug from Terry Farrell, too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Matt Hardy. People
sing to Christina. They hug Christina. Jimmy Hart, I think, was flirting with you a little bit. Dirty old man. But... you know, everybody loves Christina. I'm just a carrier of stuff. and the main mouthpiece on this show because I never shut up. All right, so that was mostly the first day. Just trying to speed this along, but our backs hurt, our feet hurt. It was a struggle.
And it's morphin' time.
Yeah. So, oh, that's right. So, Austin St. John was yesterday. Christina got to use her morpher again.
Yes.
Yep. And that's her second ranger.
Yes.
And you got to hold the morpher, right?
Yes.
And what did Austin St. John yell before you posed for your selfie?
It's morphin' time.
It's like, nice.
Yes.
So, excuse me. One of the things, folks, before we get on to today from yesterday, watch out for the handlers. when you meet a celebrity.
Yes.
They might try to upcharge you. Just be careful. Okay. Prices may vary. I get it. But there comes a point of greed. Just be careful. All right.
And if the celebrity hears that they're wrong, the celebrity will correct them.
If they're honest.
Yes.
Or if they even know. Because a lot of celebrities, they're just like, what time am I here? What am I doing? Where am I signing? It's just another booking for them, folks. Yes. Don't take it personally. Right? It's part of their job, right? All right. So we go with yesterday?
Yes.
Like I said, our feet hurt. Our backs hurt. We had a weird Papa John's experience last night. Just an overwhelmed location. Left some things to be desired. But anyway, moving on. So, to today, we're feeling better, right? Had a little more sleep last night, but not much. So today, going to the con with a mission, right? We get there, folks. Doors open at 10? Is that right?
Yeah.
We get there around, 9 o'clock?
Yes, and there was a line.
And there was a line, folks. And we thought it was a long line then. We were in the first third of the line by the time it was over. Okay. Like I said, just because you're there for 3 days or whatever doesn't mean not everybody else is there too. They're all there for 3 days too, or at least a day. So that's just for people that haven't even registered. It's people that have already registered and been in once.
Yes.
So got in today. Also, quick tip, make sure if you're meeting a celebrity, depending on who manages, you know, them as an agent, if there's ticketing involved, there was ticketing involved with William Shatner yesterday. We did not know, but they let us do a cash buy at the table. Today, we met several celebrities. We required tickets. So make sure you know. Flag down the staff folks to help you out with that.
We at least bumped into some friendly other con-goers who helped steer us in the right direction.
Yep. So we got in, got in the ticket line, unexpectedly. But it all worked out. So, to today, to speed this forward, Iron Mike Tyson signed a piece that Christina made. And he never usually talks to people during signs from what we heard. He usually puts on headphones and spaces out and just focuses. He stopped, looked at her piece, looked at her, and was over with her piece. He said it was beautiful, they had never seen it before, and people were shocked he talked to us.
Yes.
All because of Christina's piece. And folks, Mike Tyson, meeting him, it's like meeting a don of like a mafia family. He was behind a curtain. It was controlled access. He loved Christina's piece.
One set of fans at a time. So if it's two people with one ticket, only those two people could go back.
Yeah. Yep, he was very controlled in terms of access. He loved it, took off his headphones to talk to us. That was cool. And I quote, in my best Mike Tyson knockoff, "Where did you get this? This is beautiful, man. This is beautiful. No wonder we never seen it before." It was awesome. It was cool. He signed it. It was cool. It was awesome. Next up... Woo!
Ric Flair!
16-time world champion Ric Flair. He looked good, everybody. Nate looked good. So he signed two pieces for me. Again, controlled access. It was bedlam, folks, today. I mean, lines were out the door. So the more you can get done early, the better off you are in terms of availability to celebrities you want to see. So that wrapped up. We went and got some authentications done. Well worth it, folks, if you can do that, if you really care about a celebrity. When I'm meeting the 16-time world champ, one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time, and the youngest professional boxing champion to unify all three titles at once, I don't care if you love or hate Mike Tyson. He's Mike Tyson. So get it done. Now, what I am going to say about this, too, and this gives Christina a massive pop. Christina has had celebrities who have won Grammys, Tonys, Golden Globes, and legit athletes... in combat sports, world champions, gold medalists, put her over. Top that. That's all I'm going to say. Top that. You can't. You know it. Ha ha ha. You can't. So, that's cool. She is blushing, by the way. But I'm serious. World champions, gold medalists, multi-time award winners have put you over. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And by the way, folks, I did have Ric Flair sign a piece that I want Ricky Steamboat to sign next time we see him. We'll bring up to him again and have him sign the other part of it. So that was cool. That was cool. So next up, like we said previously, Lita signed a Team Extreme for you.
She is cool, very laid back, easy to talk to, down to earth.
You also had Colin O'Donoghue, sorry to squeeze that in here, sign something for you. And also do a photo op with you.
Yes.
So, I mean, folks, we were busy today, but we got it done. And and hustle back to the hotel just to lay down, you know. Our feet still hurt, our backs hurt, but we're having a lot of fun. Tomorrow, I think it's Stephen Amell and Jeff Hardy for you.
And then we're
done. And then we hit the road back to where we came from, folks. Oddly enough, Mayor Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane in WWE, is at this event. We are in his county in Tennessee. So it's like, we already told folks, we live right outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. At this point, relocating. We had to come to a con to see our mayor.
Yes.
So
I almost actually stopped to give him a little bit of heat.
Grief. A receipt?
Yes.
A receipt. That's right.
It's like, we have to drive how far to meet you?
Sorry, we have to go to a con to meet our mayor.
Yes, and I'm an election official for your county.
We mentioned it yesterday, kind of to each other with the handlers in front of Sergeant Slaughter, and Sarge is like, that's the way it should be. He's great. Folks, we had a lot of fun. We're enjoying ourselves. I think part of it's a state of mind. Part of it is patience, like Christina said. Part of it is making sure you do the things you want to do. And just remember, don't go too crazy with your spending, but when are you going to be able to do it again? You know?
Exactly. And so, if it's a once in a lifetime, take that once in a lifetime.
Like for me, Mike Tyson is a once in a lifetime. And I don't care, like I said, love or hate the guy. Looking at this, at the 8x10, three belts. Awesome.
All three are there.
Yep. So, all right. Anything else you want to say here before we wrap this up? We'll talk about kind of your stuff coming up, and then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, it's been an awesome show, and we'll tell you more whenever we have more to tell you.
Yep. And Christina's got some things coming up. I think you're doing Fanboy Anime, I think, in March.
Yes.
We have some other things we're going to be attending as well. So we're going to be out causing mischief and so on and so forth.
I'll be hearing about more shows soon. They're going to be getting back to me since applications just closed.
Yep. So, but it was cool to attend fully this time, right? Take our time.
And
not
no worries.
Rushed. Exactly. And we now put ourselves in the position of the attendee.
Yes.
Right? Usually we're vending, and usually we're competing for dollars with those celebrities. Cons like this, folks, if you're vending it, unless you're a large venue like a comic book store, more power to you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of competition for dollars. So, had a lot of fun, enjoyed ourselves, and I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed this episode of the Thrill Snouts podcast and bear with us. We're having a lot of fun, and we're still around, but we just wanted to make sure everybody knew that we were around, everything's cool with us, and having a lot of fun. Hope everybody is doing well as well. Hope you all enjoy the season. And, of course, all the happiness that hopefully brings for most people. Hope everybody enjoys the holiday season. Stay safe. And we'll check in with everybody closer to the holiday period toward the end of the year. So, as always, be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other.